الحمد لله يا رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله أصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم الرزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد When the human being comes into existence at the very early stages in the womb of mother, today I was discussing with my respectable father and they were also mentioning this matter about the beginning of the human being. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning says, My servant, I am yours and you should become mine. No one else is yours. And that is one indication which is given in the alam-e arwah. Ki Allah jalla majduhu ne to jab paida kiya insaan ko, usko pehli mulaqat mein bata diya ke bande main hi hoon tera, koi aur nahi hai tera. تو بھی میرا بن جا جیسا کہ میں نے تمہیں اپنے لیے پیدا کیا ہے This is the reality یہ حقیقت کہ اللہ پاک تو شروع سے subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the servant, I am yours. I am the only one who has created you. But the human being, when they come in the womb of the mother, the human being says, no, my life is this womb of the mother. I have a different world. The mother is feeding me. I am fed here. This is my life. This is my world. लेकिन बच्चा जब माँ के पेट में आता है वो कहता है मेरी दुनिया तो ये है, मेरी तो माँ है, मेरी असल तो माँ है, मुझे तो ये रिस्क दे रही है, मुझे तो इससे मिल रहा है, यही मेरी दुनिया है, यही मेरा जहान है. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him in the beginning, nothing is yours. लेकिन इंसान वो धोखा खाता है. Then there comes a time, the womb expels him out, leaves him. फिर एक वक्त आता है कि वो माँ का रहम उसको बाहर फेंक देता है. अब वो समझता है, अब वो कहता है हाँ हाँ, ओ यस, ये तो मेरी दुनिया नहीं थी, ये माँ तो मेरी नहीं थी, वो मेरी दुनिया नहीं थी, मेरी दुनिया तो और है. लेकिन फिर भी वो अल्लाह की तरफ रजू करना, टर्निंग टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला, डज नॉट हैपन. फिर वो कहता है अब मेरी ये माँ है, इससे इसके पहले मुझे इसके खून के जरिए रिस्क मिलता था, अब वो उसके माँ के दूध के जरिए, दिस इज माई मदर, ऑल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड ऑफ द इन्फेंट इज इन द मदर, उसकी सारी दुनिया वो यही है. वो कहता है माँ माँ, माई मदर माई मदर, उसी के दूध से वो उसकी जिंदगी है, वो समय यही मेरा रिस्क है, यही मेरा दूध रिस्क है, यही मेरी सारी दुनिया है. वो रोता है तो उसी की तरफ जाता है. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, no one is yours. I am yours in the beginning. Then Allah Pak ne usse kaha tha, tera koi nahi hai. Main hoon, mujhse dil lagana. Phir ek time aata hai, time comes, ki usko wo doodh muyassar nahi. Ab usko wo doodh chhodna padta hai. 2 saal ke baad, after 2 years, wo maa ka doodh nahi pee sakta. फिर उसका वो तल्लक भी टूट जाता है. हिज दैट रिलेशनशिप बिकम्स ब्रोकन. अब वो दूध नहीं, अब उसको दूसरी चीजों में रिस्क जो है, फिर उसका दुनिया की तरफ रुख होता है. कि दैट माई रिलेशनशिप, ही स्टार्ट्स लुकिंग एट द वर्ल्ड. अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला अस दो, अल्लाह का कहता बंदे मैं तेरा हूं, कोई नहीं है तेरा. लेकिन बंदा ये कहता है, अब उसको बहन भाई मां बाप नजर आते हैं. ही सीज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर. वो कहता है नहीं, यही मेरी लाइफ है, माई फैमिली इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट मी, मेरी बहन भाई, मेरे मां बाप, ये मेरी जिंदगी है, ये है मेरी हर चीज, ये है मेरी खुशी, दिस इज माई लाइफ, दिस इज वेयर आई स्टे हैप्पी. यही, इनके ना हूं तो मैं कुछ नहीं, ये हूं तो इनके साथ है मेरी जिंदगी, दिस इज माई लाइफ. फिर वो बहन भाइयों को बना लेता है अपना, बहन भाई हैप्पी. फिर एक वक्त आता है कि वो बहन भाई उसको छोड़ जाते हैं. टाइम कम्स व्हेन हिज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स लीव हिम. हालांकि अल्लाह पाक ने तो पहले ही कहा था कि बंदे मैं तेरा, ओ माई सर्वेंट, आई एम yours, नो वन इज yours, आई क्रिएटेड यू फॉर माई सेल्फ. बट ही relies ऑन द womb ऑफ द मदर, ही relies ऑन द ब्लड ऑफ द मदर, ही relies ऑन द मिल्क ऑफ द मदर, ही relies ऑन द lap ऑफ द मदर, बट ही हैज टू गेट आउट, ही हैज टू गेट आउट, ही हैज टू सेपरेट फ्रॉम द womb, ही हैज टू सेपरेट फ्रॉम द lap ऑफ द मदर. बट नाउ he done a turn. Now he sees his life and pleasure in brothers and sisters, or and mother and father. Wo kehta hai, yahi meri life hai. Then slowly, slowly, what happens is his brothers and sisters go their own way. Some get married, some leaves and they are studying, some go to work. With some he falls out. Brother becomes enemy of the brother. I've seen sisters becoming enemies of the brothers. Brothers becoming enemies of the brother and sister. Wo bhi usko chhod dete hain. They also leave him. Lekin phir bhi usko samajh nahi aati ki maine jinko apna banaya tha, the ones which I said they are mine. If they were mine, why have they left me? Why have they been unfaithful to me? Why have they abused my trust? Why have they abused my emotional attachment? Lekin wo chhod jate hain, fir wo na rota hai. Person cries, oh look what my brothers did. Oh look my sister did. Who did tell you on the first place to have that attachment with them? The attachment which you only should have had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pehle hi din tumhe kisne kaha tha ki jo Allah ko jalla jalaluhu aur uske rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko unko jo mohabbat unko jo deni hai tumhe kisne kaha tha behan bhaiyon ko deni hai aaj tum rote ho now you cry. Phir woh kehta hai maa baap mere hain madal lekin woh bhi phir chhod jate hain. They, until one time they are with you. After that they say, you have to now make your own life. Live your own life. We have supported you. We have educated you. Now, on the sea, in the sea of this world, now you should sail your own boat. Apne bache, apne biwi, apna karo. More time passes, they grow old. Wo chhod jate hain usko. वो मर जाते हैं. They pass away from this world. वो कहता है बहन भाई तो छोड़ गए. मैं तो समझता था माँ बाप मेरे हैं, माँ बाप मेरे हैं. That is my world. यही मेरी जिंदगी है. सारी loyalty, all my loyalty is towards them. Then his mother and father also leaves him. All of them leave him at the time of death. वो रोता है क्यों मुझसे ये जुदा हो गए. Why they have separated from me? ये क्यों मुझसे जुदा हो गए? मेरी मोहब्बतें, वो मेरी आरजुएं, मेरी जिंदगी खत्म हो गई, मेरी दुनिया तबाह हो गई. My world has fallen apart. My whole world has shattered. ये क्या हो गया? And some, they who have not passed away, they have clash even in this life. ऐसे माएं हैं बच्चों को छोड़ के पैदा किया. On the rubbish dump, they've left many babies. Their fathers, many who killed their children, who've abandoned their children, who killed their girls alive. Maaye hain chhod ke chali gayi bachchon ko. Kitni maaye hain? Banna to baad ki baat hai na. Death is something after. But in this life, a person experiences, see, many a time, walidain, वो बच्चों को वो सपोर्ट नहीं करते. दे बिकम लाइक एनिमीज. अ पर्सन भी ही बिकम लाइक एनिमीज. कितने वालिद हैं जिनको मैं जानता हूं जो किसी और औरत के लिए अपने बच्चे छोड़ गए, अपने बीवी छोड़ गए. कितनी औरतें हैं, कितनी माएं हैं जो किसी मर्द की और मर्द की मोहब्बत में, आशिकी मशूकियों में अपने बच्चों और खामद को छोड़ के चली गई. चलो हमारे यहां तो वाकयात कम होते हैं, यहां तो यूके में और यूरोप में तो ये आए दिन एक बात है. डेथ इज वेरी एक्सट्रीम थिंग इवन इन दिस लाइफ. हाउ मेनी फादर्स दे लेफ्ट देयर बंडन देयर चिल्ड्रन फॉर अनदर वुमेन और फॉर अनदर थिंग. हाउ मेनी मदर्स देयर आर who abandon their own children and own husband because they've fallen for another man or something. تو بندہ یہ کہتا ہے, a person کہتا ہے ماں باپ میرے ماں باپ وہ بھی نہیں رہے, they are not yours, وہ بھی چھوڑ جاتے ہیں, either through separation of death or clashing or some kind of dispute over property, over land, over anything. They are your world, but how many have left? پھر جو ہے بندہ کہتا ہے he finds solace and try to find peace. پھر وہ کہتا ہے رشتے دار میرے ہیں, these are my cousin, یہ میرے رشتے دار ہیں, these are my cousin, these are my uncle, my aunt, he relies upon them. یہ میرے ہیں, یہی میری دنیا ہے. He tries to make amendments. He tries to make them happy, give them gifts, go to them, they come to you. وہ ان کے ساتھ زندگی. But again, he finds that they separate as well. They go their own ways. They have their own interests. Many relatives have defrauded other relatives. Many cousins have defrauded other cousins. Many cousins have become enemies. Many uncles have become enemies. Many nephews have become enemies. Many nieces have become enemies. Many relatives are enemies. They don't see each other. Living in Bolton, living in the same Manchester, in the same town, months and months pass, but a relative does not go to see other relative because there's something has happened. They consider them enemies. They even don't actually go to their invitations. They are okay with many other people, but not with relative. So, پھر بندہ یہ کہتا ہے, a person says, میرے رشتے دار, لیکن وہ بھی دشمنی پہ اتر آتے ہیں, وہ بھی separate, there is a separation. There is some kind of detachment, some kind of animosity. پھر بندہ کہتا ہے, there are many others. پھر وہ کہتے ہیں, ہاں یہ رشتے دار بھی بے وفا ہیں, ماں باپ چھوڑ گئے, بہن بھائی وہ اپنے اپنے معاملات میں, brothers and sisters have gone, and ہاں I am پیسہ, business, I am business minded, میرا business, میرا کاروبار, یہی میرا world ہے, this is my world, business is my world, this is my sleeping and this is my actually a state of wakefulness. He thinks about the business day and night, that is his bread, that is his quilt, that is his mattress, that is his bed. وہ رات دن میں business, میرا business, my business, my business, my money, وہ سارا ان پہ. But then what happens is, many time in this world, in business, you lose money. Natural calamity comes, wrong decision is made, loss ہو جاتا ہے, take away کھولا loss ہو گیا, factory کھولی loss ہو گیا, شیئر دیے ڈوب گئے, ملک ڈوب گئے, the country loss ہو گیا. Then a person who's given everything to the business world, everything to the business, now the business is also leaving him, the money is not loyal to him. What remains is only a tip top, a suited, a tied, neat looking tie, neat looking blazer, and the outward shell of the business person. A car hai, wo bhi sood ke karz pe, factory car hai, wo bhi karz pe wo chal rahi hai, wo ek shell hai, which to a showcase for outside people. Inside it is barren, inside it's wilderness. Wo bhi uske sath, the business is, does not become, the money, the dunya does not become loyal to the person. It doesn't give him peace. Phir wo sochta hai, main kya, mera karobar bhi. And those people who given everything to the business, everything to the wife or the husband, when husbands leave them, they commit suicide. When wives become unfaithful, those people either kill them or they themselves die. Those people who given everything, all the heart and attachment to business, as you, many economic downturns and losses happen, you see many people have committed suicide. Because they have given everything. That was their God. That was their false God. That was their idol. That was all. कई बंदे इसलिए, ये बंदों की किस्में हैं जो मैं बता रहा हूं, जिसको आप गुजर रहे हैं। ये कोई स्पीच नहीं है, ये कोई वाज नहीं है। दिस इज वॉट यू आर गोइंग थ्रू एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू आर गोइंग थ्रू और विल गो थ्रू, एंड इट्स बेटर इफ यू आर शोन द सीन बिफोर हैंड टू करेक्ट वन एक्चुअली मेंटेलिटी एंड टू एक्चुअली सेव वन लाइफ। फिर कई लोग हैं वो कहते हैं अच्छा कारोबार भी खत्म भी, यानी दूसरे लोग भी चले गए रिश्तेदार वगैरह, नाउ आई एम गोइंग टू स्टार्ट अ फैमिली, ओ माय ड्रीम गर्ल माय वाइफ, आ मेरे बच्चे। फिर वो बीवी बच्चों को अपनी जिंदगी समझता है कि ये है मेरी जिंदगी, ये है मेरी सब कुछ, दिस इज माई लाइफ, ये मेरी बीवी है, ये मेरे बच्चे हैं, दिस इज माई होल वर्ल्ड। फिर वो उनमें सुकून, उनमें इत्मीनान, उनमें सब कुछ ढूंढने की कोशिश करता है, उनको अपना टाइम देता है, उनको अपना एफर्ट देता है, ही सेक्रीफाइसेस। आई वॉज हियरिंग फ्रॉम अ मदर, मां कितना देती है बच्चे को। ये अब मैं जान दो जो जिंदा लोग हैं, पीपल हु आर लिविंग, मां का अपेंडिक्स का ऑपरेशन हुआ है, मां हैज अपेंडिक्स ऑपरेशन एंड देयर इज अ बेबी गर्ल जस्ट बोर्न फ्यू डेज और फ्यू वीक्स ओल्ड, एंड द मदर हैज अपेंडिक्स ऑपरेशन, द ऑपरेशन हैज बीन डन, ऑपरेशन हो गया है, लेकिन वो बच्ची वो कोई दूध नहीं पीती और, द बेबी गर्ल डजंट ड्रिंक एनी अदर मिल्क लाइक दिस मिल्क फ्रॉम काउ मिल्क और पाउडर मिल्क, ओनली मदर्स मिल्क, द मदर इज देयर एंड ओनली ड्रिंक्स द मदर्स मिल्क, बट व्हेन शी ड्रिंक्स सक्स द मदर्स मिल्क, द मदर्स दैट ऑपरेशन बिकम अलाइव, इट बिकम द स्टिचेस बिकम अनस्टिच्ड, द ब्लड स्टार्ट्स कमिंग आउट। ये मैंने खुद देखा है, खुद बताया, यानी बताया मुझे किसी ने। लेकिन मां की मोहब्बत ये है कि वो बच्चे को दूध फिर भी पिलाती है और उसके वो टांके खुल जाते हैं, जख्म में खून, द ब्लड स्टार्ट कमिंग आउट ऑफ द स्टमक अपेंडिक्स ऑपरेशन एंड दे बिकम एक्चुअली अनस्टेज। वो कितना इट इज लाइक एक्चुअली बीइंग टॉर्चर्ड, एंड द मदर सेड, आई हर्ड द मदर वुड बाइट हर टंग अंडर बिटवीन हर टीथ टू कम कि बच्ची दूध पी ले, सो दैट द बेबी गर्ल ड्रिंक्स मिल्क, एंड वेन द स्टिचेस बिकम लिटल बिट फाइन आफ्टर 2-3 आवर्स अगेन द बेबी इज हंगरी, वो फिर कहती है, और मां फिर उसको दूध पिलाती है, फिर उसके जख्म खुल जाते हैं। दैट इज द काइंड ऑफ लॉयल्टी जो बच्चों को, औलाद को बंदा देता है। फिर वो कहते हैं बच्चे ही मेरे सब कुछ है, दे आर माई फ्यूचर, दे आर माई दुनिया, दे आर माई आखरत, यही है, मैं इनके लिए आई कैन डू एनीथिंग फ्रॉम देम, आई एम वर्किंग हार्ड, आई एम निगलेक्टिंग हिज डिवाइनली असाइंड ड्यूटीज। वो कहता है यही मेरी जिंदगी है, यही मेरा सब कुछ है, मेरे बच्चे ही हैं मेरे सब कुछ, मैं इनके लिए कुछ भी कर सकता, आई कैन डू एनीथिंग फॉर देम। वो पालता है जिस तरह का दुख दर्द वो काटता है, बाप काटता है, मां काटती है। चिल्ड्रन डू नॉट नो, बच्चे बड़े हो जाते हैं, अब क्या होता है कि वो मां बाप के साथ विद मदर एंड फादर दे आर नॉन अप्रिशिएटिव, दे आर नॉट थैंकफुल, दे आर नॉट ऑबीडियंट, वो मां बाप को ही दुख देना शुरू कर देते हैं, उन्हीं को तकलीफ देना शुरू कर देते हैं, उन्हीं को दुख देना शुरू कर देते, स्टार्ट एक्चुअली हर्टिंग देम एंड निगलेक्टिंग देम, दे डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर देम। मां बाप उनकी वाज को तरसते हैं, दे यर्न टू लुक एट देम, उनको देखने से तरसते हैं, उनकी आवाज को तरसते हैं, दे कम जस्ट टू से सलाम अलैकुम एंड हेलो एंड गुड बाय। लेकिन वो बच्चे नहीं, वो तो अपने कुछ तो अपने ड्रग के पीछे लगा हुआ है, सम इज एक्चुअली विद फ्रेंड्स, सम इज विद दैट इज देयर ओन, इन देयर ओन वर्ल्ड। They don't know their best friend or their parents. उनको तो भूल गया है. वो बचपन का दूध पिलाना, वो दुख दर्द तकलीफें in the childhood, which actually in the babyhood age, which the parents have gone through, that they've lived for them, they've sacrificed for them, they've actually spent or actually tarnished their life and their youthful age for them, they don't know. इसलिए मालदान कहते हैं हम कदर नहीं करते बच्चे. क्यों नहीं कदर करते? क्यों नहीं कदर करते? Why they don't actually give me? Because they don't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and everything, what the parents, what the children have went through. So the rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He knows. Allah hi qadar pehchanta hai, maa baap ki bachche nahi pehchante. Allah values parents. Not every child will value parents. He's after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hi. आप माँ है तो वही वैल्यू कर रहा है. बाप है, कितना बड़ा हुक्म सुना रहा है. वक़दा रब्बू का अल्लाह ताबुदु इया, दैट इज डिसीजन. अल्लाह सुब्हानहू वतआला इज डिसाइडेड एब्सोल्युटली, देयर इज नो डाउट. नन विल बी वर्शिप्ड एक्सेप्ट मी, वा बिल वालिदैन एहसाना, एंड बी बेस्ट इन कंडक्ट इन फ्रॉम ऑल डायमेंशंस विद द पेरेंट्स. बी इन ऑन दिस ओकेजन Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally when Allah is mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned with it. On this one occasion in Quran, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentioned the parents. Itna bada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values you. Bachche aapki kabhi qadar nahi kar sakenge. Bachche aapko value nahi de sakenge. They can't give you that value. They can't appreciate aap kya kya kiya hai. And to wahi main keh raha hu, then a time comes jab wo karobar bhi, then a person gives his life to the children. Yahi mera future hai, ye university jayenge, ye pad rahe hain, wo kar rahe hain, to wo bhi unfaithful ho jate, wo bhi chhod jate hain. Now just actually because they've been married, they don't come to see them. Now just because the parents now are old, they just leave them in old houses. They send their paradises. The paradises, the parents are paradises. Ye jannat ke darwaze hain. Wo un jannat ke darwazon ko nursing homes and hospitals mein phenk aate hain. And don't want, they want nurses. They want nurses to do their khidma. Nursoon ko to unhone paida nahi kiya tha. The nurses didn't actually, they didn't give birth to these nurses or these doctors. Who will be, after all, they are doing for service and money and things. But now, this person will serve his friends. He will serve his wife. Lekin wo maa baap ko na, to wo phir, the world falls apart. Insaan ka dil baar baar tootta hai. Usne pehle maa ko diya, phir माँ के बचपने और दूध को दिया, फिर बहन भाइयों वो भी छोड़ गए, माँ बाप वो भी छोड़ गए, रिश्तेदार वो भी छोड़ गए, दोस्त अहबाब फ्रेंड्स, उनको कहा मैं फ्रेंड्स आर माई एवरीथिंग, फ्रेंड्स वो कारोबारी वो छोड़ गए, औलाद जो है वो भी अपना छोड़ गई. अब वो क्या करे? हिज वर्ल्ड हैज फॉलन अपार्ट. वही बच्चे जो माँ का पर्स उठाना, बेइज्जती समझती अम्मी हम क्यों आपका पर्स उठाएं, वी शुड वॉक और कैरी योर वॉकिंग स्टिक और हियर. वही मैंने देखा है बीवियों के और गोरियों के आगे परामे बच्चे डाल के, तो परामे अपना चला रहे हैं स्पीच में. दोज हु से यू आर स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ द पेरेंट, नो इट डजंट सूट अस एक्चुअली टू कैरी द मदर्स ग्रोसरी, इट्स द ओल्ड ट्रॉली and think that it doesn't suit us, we are, you know, what will my friend say? But the same person we've seen, just actually like a servant, like a slave, pushing the pram of the baby and the wife is actually going around. Wohi jo maa baap ke, maa kehti ghar mein safai kar do, mere shoes le aao, वो कहता है नहीं आई मदर एक्चुअली आई एम हेसिटेंट. द सेम पर्सन इज सोइलिंग हिज हैंड्स इन द नपीज ऑफ चिल्ड्रन ऑन द कमांड ऑफ द वाइफ. वही बंदा फिर अल्लाह इसी तरह जलील करता है बंदे को जो आपने सही. वही जो मां बाप के गंद, मां बाप की सफाई, मां बाप के घर की सफाई, उनके वो बेइज्जती समझता है, वही अब वो गंदी नापियां उतार बीवी के कहने के. बीवी कहते मैं नहीं एक दिन मैं उतारू, दूसरे दिन तुम उतारो. अब वही वो नापियां और गंद बच्चों को साफ कर रहा है. वही तो पहले वो माचो मैन बना हुआ था क्या बाप वालदैन के लिए. तो ये देखे दिस इज द रियलिटी. ये है तो जिसने अ पर्सन हु थॉट एवरीथिंग इज हिज औलाद, एवरीथिंग इज हिज चिल्ड्रन, दैट्स हिज फ्यूचर, इट विल फॉल अपार्ट सूनर और लेटर. वो छोड़ जाएंगे आपको, वो अपने अपने फुर करके परिंदों की तरह लाइक दे फ्लाई अवे. बच्चा अपनी बीवी के साथ, बच्ची अपने खामन के पास, यू आर एक्चुअली लेफ्ट अलोन, यू आर देयर एक्चुअली. देन अ पर्सन फील्स abandoned and he finds peace and solace somehow in friends. Ye to sare rishtedar bhi mere nahi hai, relatives are not mine, mothers have left me, cousins have left me, dost ahbab wo chhod gaye, ajne nahi karobar chhod gaya, the business, the children, my friends, they are my very good friends. Oh wow, my friends are everything for me. We sabse bade dost the aapke Allah aur uske rasool सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. और दुनिया में औलिया अल्लाह सब के, इसलिए उनका नाम ही वली है. वो सबसे बड़े अल्लाह के भी दोस्त होते हैं और मखलूक के भी सबसे बड़े दोस्त वो होते हैं, इसलिए उनका नाम है वली, वलीउल्लाह. वो अल्लाह के भी दोस्त और मखलूक के भी सबसे ज्यादा खैर खास. दैट्स व्हाई दे आर कॉल्ड औलिया अल्लाह, दे आर फ्रेंड्स ऑफ अल्लाह एंड दे फ्रेंड्स ऑफ द क्रिएशन ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला. In the welfare of the creation, सबसे फायदा वो पहुंचाना चाहते हैं. और अगर दुनियावी एतबार से, from worldly point of view, your best friends are your mother and father. ये सबसे तुम्हारे बेहतरीन दोस्त हैं. उखरवी point of view से मैंने बता दिया, अल्लाह और उसके रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से ज्यादा कोई आपका खैरखा नहीं है. और दुनिया में उखरवी पॉइंट, फ्रॉम आखिरा पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, औलिया अल्लाह, द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ अल्लाह से आपका ज्यादा कोई दोस्त नहीं. जो अल्लाह का दोस्त है वो अल्लाह की मखलूक को भी दोस्त रखता है अल्लाह के लिए. बिकॉज व्हेन ही इज फ्रेंड ऑफ अल्लाह, ही गोज टू हिज फ्रेंड अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला, हिज डेटी, हिज लॉर्ड. अल्लाह पाक कहता है कि मेरी मखलूक से भी मोहब्बत करो, फिर वो वली मखलूक से भी मोहब्बत करता है. तो वो होती है असल खैर खाही, नॉट फॉर मनी, नॉट फॉर वेज पैकेट, नॉट फॉर एनीथिंग इन रिटर्न, नॉट फॉर एनी सर्विस, सेल्फलेस, ओनली फॉर अल्लाह सुभान व तआला से. दोस्त अहबाब भी छोड़ जाते हैं. हाउ मेनी फ्रेंड्स हैव बीन डिसलॉयल, द अनफेथफुल, हाउ मेनी फ्रेंड्स हैव डिसोसिएटेड देमसेल्फ, हाउ मेनी फ्रेंड्स हैव डिफ्रॉडेड एंड बीन एक्चुअली. कितने दोस्त हैं वो तो बस टेम्पररली, वो को दोस्त नहीं है आपके. वो तो अपनी ख्वाहिशात के दोस्त हैं. दे आर द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ देयर ओन डिजायर्स, दे आर फ्रेंड्स हु रन आउट अवे विद द वाइव्स ऑफ देयर फ्रेंड्स, एंड देयर फ्रेंड्स ऑफ गर्ल्स हु रन अवे विद द हस्बैंड ऑफ देयर फ्रेंड. ये इस तरह की तो ये फ्रेंडशिप होती है. दे डोंट केयर एनीथिंग. हमारे यहां बेवकूफों की तरह विद फूल्स, हैं दिस इज माई बेस्ट फ्रेंड, इसके बर्थडे पे बुलाओ, इसकी ये है, ओ आई कॉन्ट स्लीप विदाउट, ओ आई कॉन्ट लिव एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. वो सारा फ्रॉड, धोखा. इट्स ओनली मैटर ऑफ टाइम यू रियलाइज के भाई इट्स नथिंग. फिर बंदा क्या करता है, देन एट लास्ट ही सेज ओके नथिंग इज विद माई. अल्लाह पाक कहता है बंदे मैं तेरा हूं. बंदा कहता है नहीं, माँ मेरी है, बाप मेरा है, बहने भाई मेरे हैं, रिश्तेदार मेरे, वो सब छोड़ते. लेकिन वो उधर नहीं आ रहा बंदा, फिर भी नहीं आ रहा. सर्वेंट स्टिल इज नॉट टर्निंग कि मुझे जिसने पैदा किया, जिसने फरमाया हुआ मा खलकतुल जिन्न वल इंसा इल्ला लियाबुदून, आई हैव नॉट क्रिएटेड मैन एंड जिन but only for serving me and worshiping me in relationship, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything worships Allah. Everything worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not with everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves everything. Ye insaan hai, ke jo Allah paak ne farmaya ke ye main isse mohabbat karta hoon, ye mujhse mohabbat kare. Dusri makhlooq to waise hi serve kar rahi hai, wo to Allah se mohabbat karti hai, but not necessarily Allah loves them more than everyone else. Theek hai, it is Allah's creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains them. But it is the human being who Allah says ke ye maine apne liye paida kiya, tumhe maine apne liye paida kiya tha. I am yours, it was said to you in the alami arwa. You came in the womb of the mother and said, this is my world. The womb of the mother left you. Similarly, you come into this world, people many become in the womb of shaitan, womb of casino, womb of drugs. They are all wombs, shaitanic wombs, where shaitan nurses you, nourishes you on actually sin and actually poisonous blood of crime. They are like baby wombs for you actually. But none is going to stay with you. It's going to abandon you. The mothers, sisters, brothers, they abandon. Rishtedar, phir wo bhi aista chhod ja, mar jate hain. Friends, business, dunya. How can it become faithful? Dunya is here. Millions of people have come. Kings have come. It's never been faithful to anyone. Agar ye dunya wafa karti, to anbiya se wafa karti. Alayhi musalam. Then they say, husbands, wives. Phir banda biwi ko, matlab biwi meri sab kuch hai. Ab bache bhi chhod gaye. Ab dono miya biwi boodhe reh gaye. And now they're 70 years old. Ab kehte hain, bhai hum hi ek dusre ke hain. Karmaliye ho nasi do hi reh gaye, baki to hasha chhod gayi ab. Now we are left. Ab haath kaanp rahe hain. They are left 70, 80 years old. Now they say, oh, we are going to look after everyone, our children, etc. Business, friend, nothing. Amen. Lekin ab wo biwi, ab kya fayda hamara ek dusre ka banne ka? Jab banna tha, to hum bane nahi. When we were supposed to give love and appreciation and affection and romance, us waqt to hum ladte rahe. At that time we were busy working and quarreling and disputing here and there. Ab jab sab kuch chala gaya, haath kaanp rahe hain, nazar aata nahi, 10 number ka chashma hai, aur jo hai matlab awaaz kaan ko nahi aati, kahein kuch guess kuch karte hain, to ab jo hai wo miyan biwi bhi ek dusre ke nahi rehte. Wo kehti hai acha hai masjid hi rahe, ye boodhe ne bahut tang kiya, ghar mein aake ladta hi hai, aur wo bhi aisa bhi ठीक है जी, बचा रहे अपना रोटी मिल जाए, तो अब आखिर फिर भी वो अल्लाह का नहीं बना, जिंदगी जाया कर दी उसने. आखिर कर आके ही से जाते, नथिंग इज माइन, नो वन इज लॉयल टू मी. फिर वो बीवी हामिन वो भी छोड़ जाते हैं, बाहर उन्होंने मरना है. फिर बंदा ही पेज अटेंशन टू हेल्थ, भाई मेरी सेहत, मैं दवाई लूं, पैसे खर्च करूं, thousands pound I spend, exercise karun. Lekin my brothers and sisters, health is one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the blessings of Allah is never there to be there forever. It's going to leave. Log mujhe poochte hain, aap bimar hain, bimar ho gaye, ye ho gaya. To main unhe yahi kehta hoon ki ye bimar hona hi hai, is jism ne kamzor hona hai, is jism ne bimar hona hai. This body has to die, this body has to become, it is destiny, it has to develop illnesses, because it is a knock on your door to prepare for akhirah. Ab ye kya rona, main bimar, kaun hai jo bimar nahi hota? Baat ye hai, the body, no matter how much you want, it's going to go old and it's going to deteriorate, no matter how much medicine, how much technology you use. You should worry about the spirit which can still be younger and stronger as you go old. You should worry about the spirit of which all illnesses can be cured. No matter you are thousands of years old, the spirit can become more alive, more stronger. As you grow old, the spirit, the Ruh can become stronger and stronger and stronger. And actually you can purify it from the illnesses. Body, as the time passes, no matter what you eat, vitamins khaen, ye khaen, wo khaen, it's going to flop. It's going to actually deteriorate. Kitne hain, kitne old these superstars and film stars and things that says, kitne wo cosmetics kara lein, kitne transplant kara lein, it's going to go. Phir wo sehat par banda focus karta hai. A person then focuses on, after all, when everything has left, he says, okay, chalo apni jaan di te kuch karo, jaan te banao. Lekin aap jaan kya banayega banda? Jab jaan bhi aista aista ja rahi hai, when the body is leaving you. Phir wo sehat bhi usko chhod jati hai. Sirf maa, baa bhi, bachche, rishtedar nahi, sehat bhi chhod deti. Phir bhi usko samajh nahi aati. Then even he doesn't understand that I am for Allah, I should go back, come back to Allah's obedience and having a relationship with Him. I am not actually for these things. Yahan tak ke, so much so, phir wo kehta hai, chalo zindagi to hai, saans to le rahe hain, waqt guzar raha hai. At least I am breathing, I am pushing, living my day and night, chalo main kuch na kuch kha. Lekin aista aista, slowly, slowly, that life, wo zindagi bhi usko chhodna shuru kar deti hai. The life actually also, the ruh, the living force also gradually starts to leave. Lekan usko samajhi, Allah paane farmaya, afahasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha. Do you think you've been created in vain, meaning for these things which you see around you? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You would not return to me. You won't return to me. آپ کو اللہ کے لئے بنائے گئے تھے. I finish and give you this advice of حضور غوث العظم سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی رحمہ اللہ. In month of Shaban, this is the one of the best way, month to turn to Allah. From which point of view? Because it is a special feature which is not present in any month. Na Ramzan mein, na Shawwal mein, na Zulqaada mein, na Zulhijja mein, na Muharram mein, nor Safar, nor Rabiul Awwal, nor Jamadil Ula, Jamadil Ukhra, nor in Rajab. There is one special feature only in Ramadan, Shaban. What is that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sahih Hadith, long Hadith, I'm just mentioning one point. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is this month in which the amal, the deeds, meaning the deeds of whole of the year, sare saal ke amal Allah ki bargah mein pesh kiye jate hain. All of the amal of which you've done in Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, in Shaban, all the deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively. One is individually, angels take morning and evening, they record to the Lohim, the books, etc., etc. That is individual, day and night thing actually. But collectively, to give profit or loss for the year, like annual counts are done, to see the person have profited through the year or have lost through the year. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is the month of Sha'ban. That is why the Prophet ﷺ used to fast as well in this month more than other months. Not whole of the month as in some hadith, but mostly actually. And there are other many hikmah and wisdoms in there as well. But this is one speciality. If all of the year is going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what a good month to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main khatam kar raha hoon. Hazur Ghose Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, one of the falcons of the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jinhone yahi sabak diya jo maine aapko diya, jo mere wale sahab se tazkira ho raha tha, wahi sabak aapne bhi diya. Sare awliya Allah ke yahi sab, sari zindagi wo yahi samjhate hain, biwi aapki nahi hai, sehat aapki nahi hai, daulat aapki nahi hai, bacche aapke nahi hai, aapka Allah hai, Allah ke ban jao,
खुश रखोगे, दुख नहीं होगा। जिसको भी दिल दोगे दुख होगा। गिव हार्ट टू एनीवन, यही हुजूर से पर फरमाया कि लिसन केयरफुली नाउ, ए शख्स, दिस इज समरी ऑफ ऑल ऑफ द टॉक, तू कहता है मैं जिससे मोहब्बत करता हूं उससे जुदा कर दिया जाता हूं। ओ पर्सन, यू से यू कंप्लेन, हूएवर आई गिव माय हार्ट टू, हूएवर आई लव, ऑल दैट कैटेगरीज व्हिच आई हैव सेड, आई एम सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम देम, समहाउ आई एम सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम देम, आई बिकम, आई कांट स्टे विद देम, समटाइम कभी बीमारी से, विद सम पीपल आई बिकम सेपरेटेड बिकॉज ऑफ health, because they are ill now, I can't enjoy life with them, my children, my wife, my relatives, etc., because of illnesses I have. Kabhi adawat se, sometimes I love my relatives, my wife, my husband, my every, and there is kind of animosity which actually comes in between us. Kabhi adawat se, kabhi galat fahmi se, many a time because of misconception, you've not done something wrong. But the other person is not understanding. He understands differently. He makes assumption due to the misconception. Kabhi farmaya galat fahmi se, kabhi maut se, sometime with the death I am separated. Har qeemat par mujhse juda kar diya jata. Oh, I complain, I am separated. Whoever I love, money, my children, my etc., etc. Everything which I am attached to, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani say, you complain that you are separated from. You say, what is it? My wife is not with her. The children are not with her. Oh, dostu se ki wo bhi dost na rahe, dushmaniya ban gayi. Dolat se ki wo duniya bhi na rahi. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani warns. He warns you. He said, ay nadan, O fool, O deluded person, tu to wo khush kismat hai, जिस पर अल्लाह ताला ने गैरत खाई है, इसलिए अल्लाह तुझे अपने लिए चाहता है कि तू सिर्फ उसका बन के रहे और तू किसी का ना बने और तू गैर का होना चाहता है। He said, oh fool, this what is happening is for your betterment, that Allah is calling you back. He doesn't want you to be attached to any false thing. He wants, it is the ghaira, it is the the thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for Him, so He does not let you remain attached with something else. He always, actually you are circumstances are created, yet you are separated. Ye to farmaya Allah ki khushkismat hai ki tu Allah ke liye banaya, Allah tujhe apne liye chahta hai, Allah wants you for Himself, Allah loves you, you've been created for Allah, aur tu ghair ka hona chahta hai, and you want to become loyal, you become, want to become captive to others, you want to become slave to others, things which have been created for you. So mai hosh kar, be alert, be sensible, aisa toota bartan ban ja jisme maa se wallah se kuch na thehre. He said, become like a broken utensil, broken bowl, that beside Allah, like in a broken bowl, only all the water, it actually drains, only solid thing remains in the bowl. He said that you should become like that plate, which is a broken plate due to all these detachments, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love remains, and all others' love like water drains through actually these broken pieces. So main us tarah ka bartan ban ja, kisi ko jagah na de. Jab tu ghair ke piche bhagega, Allah tujhe uske haathon tod dega. When you will run towards other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will run towards dunya, when you will give your heart to anyone, Allah will break your heart through that person. Jisne biwi ko dil diya, uska biwi ke zariye tootega. Jisne daulat ko diya, daulat uska dil todegi. Jisne siyasat ko give heart to politics, wo politics ki usko joote marenge. Aur jisne dunya ko diya, dunya hi usko gulam banayegi. Whoever gives to friends his loyalty, he will be broken through friends. Whoever gives to his children, he will be broken through his children. Whoever gives to relatives, from a jis ke piche bhi to ghair ke piche bhagega, swai Allah aur uske Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, wo usi ke haath mein tu ek banda, wo yaar mera khamad kaise khilaf meri bhi mere rishtedar kaise, how can my relatives do this, how can my friends do this to me, how can my business partner do this to me, how can that person do, I can't believe it. Well, that's what reality is, that's what's happening, that's what is going to happen. Yahi hoga tum wo usi ke haath, from that hand the same person you will be broken, usi ke haath se tod dega. Brother Shafiq ne mujhe wahan Morocco mein, he said, I am very sad today, I kept a parrot for 20 years and it's died and very sad. To inko hi maine yahi baat sunayi, maine kaha aapne dil diya parrot ko to aaj wo dukh de raha hai aapko, that you given your heart to the parrot and you are its separation is breaking your heart. If you had not given heart to the parrot, you would have given totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani says, that millions go, millions come, children are born, children are gone, my heart is not actually affected, because I have given the heart to the one who never dies, who never separates, who never misunderstands, who never become angry with haughtiness and with actually farmaya. Phir fayda bhi bata rahe hain, he then mentioned the benefit. Jab tu Allah ka ho jayega to sari makhlooq ko Allah tere kadmon mein la bithayega. When you will become loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah will bring all the creation in your feet, they will be at your feet. Tere rishte, your relations, teri mohabbatein, your loved ones, teri asaishein, your luxuries, all will be brought to you. Teri daulat, your wealth, aur jin se tu mohabbat rakhta tha, and those who you used to love, aur roya karta tha unke liye, that you used to cry, oh why they've left me, oh why they've been unfaithful to me, as I'm weeping, oh no, why they've done to me. Tum roya karte the, ab tere liye wo roenge. Now the others will cry to be with you, to be close to you, to be attached with you. But the strange thing is, ab tera dil unse be-niyaz aur ho chuka hoga. The strange thing is, everything is coming to you, the luxuries, the everything, the love of the world is coming to you, the governments are coming to you, but your heart has become free from their attachment, because your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ab tumhare dil be-niyaz ho gaya, sari makhlooq tere kadmon mein, hukumatein tumhare paas aa rahi hain, ye yahi abdal kutub abdal puri duniya ki hukumatein, lekin unke dil mein zarra barabar bhi nahi hote. Such are the awliya, Allah like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, if on a piece of paper all the kingdom, let aside America or UK or Asia, all of the earth's kingdomship is given to them, is no more valuable than this piece of paper. Unke nazdeek uski koi haseeyat nahi, na hi wo usko kabool karenge, sirf apne nafs ke liye ya apni chahat ke liye, because they have the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness. Jab tak ke tu in cheezon ko dur na karega, ye tujhe takleef dengi. Until you do not detach with all these things, they are going to torture you. They are going to haunt you. They are going to break you. Then he finally summarized all of this in one of his sentence. Farmaya, isliye har mahabbat, Allah ki mohabbat ke siwa har mohabbat dukh deti hai aur dukh degi tumhe. Ye ek mohabbat hai jo dukh nahi de. He said, every love will torture and hurt you except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will only give you peace and tranquility, not in this dunya but also in akhirah. Farmaya, har mohabbat tujhe takleef de kabhi na kabhi degi. Sirf ek hi hai, Allah ki mohabbat, matlab ye Allah ki mohabbat, Allah ke rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki mohabbat, اور اللہ کے نیک لوگوں کی محبت, آخرت کی, مطلب یہ ساری included ہوتی ہے, they are all included when we say the love of Allah, that it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جو تجھے دو. Beside the love of Allah, you give heart to anything, it is going to torture and hurt you. تو کیوں پھر بندہ بے وقوف بنے اور اپنے آپ, he lets himself to be trampled upon, his heart to be trampled upon by lowly creation which was created for him. Badi bewakufi hai.
So this is the month, ये शाबान का महीना है, इसमें वो 15 शाबान की वो एक रात भी है. It has certain special amals which inshallah brothers can distribute and to do, but amals that are not important. The most important amal than the amal, one night, Allah does not need one night loyalty. He is not one night God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands total submission. That's what's called Islam. Total. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Every night loyalty. Every day's loyalty. Every hour's loyalty. Every minute's loyalty. And every second's loyalty. So much so that every breath's loyalty to Allah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ye demand karta hai. Ek raat ke amal nahi Allah paak demand karta. Woh toh phir zaya ho jayenge. So the greatest amal is change of mind, change of direction of life. And no, lekin nahi agar karna chahte, I've shown you, listen to my advice again, what I've said beforehand. De lo dil in logon ko, inke liye zindagiyan guzar lo, wahi result maine jo bata diya, agar na hua to mujhe aake batana. Aaj tak koi aisa banda nahi jiska result different hua hai. What actually been said by actually, oh yeah, it's been different. It's always happened like that. To isliye, when millions have failed, don't walk on that bridge where millions have fallen. Walk on that bridge where no one has fallen. And that is the bridge of sunnah. That is the bridge of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aaj tak usse koi gira nahi. Aur dunya aur gunahun aur dunya aur shaitan ishte ye wo. Isse aaj tak koi paar nahi laga. Everyone has fallen, actually failed. وہ یہی پل صراط پر ہوگا. جزاک اللہ. آپ انشاءاللہ اعلان وغیرہ کر لیں جو کرنا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. As you've heard, what more motivation do you need than what you've heard already? If you've not started...
ہاں یہ motivation ہے, یہ reality ہے. Mention, this is reality. Motivate تو ہوتا ہے, you are encouraging people to do something actually, right or wrong. This is reality. Yeah, there's no other option. If you're not going, it's going to happen the other way.
So if you haven't started your journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now is a good opportunity. And for those who have, there is time for you as well. So if there's any brother or sister here who wants to take that first step to the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, want to remove the obstacles that are there, if you have made attachments to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you can detach yourself, how to get away from your addictions and habits, how you've dug yourself in a hole, how can you get out of that hole? There is a way, there is a method. Hazrat Sahib here has a course of self-purification which they do teach. The only thing is, do you have the will? Do you want to change? So if there, any brother or sister wants to know, I will be here later, please come and approach me later and I will go through with it, explain how you can take baby steps towards the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you can make your own mind up. I won't take more than 10-15 minutes of your time. And also the brothers who are travelling, if your journey has stopped, there is other brothers here who will sit with you and start you again. And if there's any obstacles, approach them. We have, you know, qualified scholars here for your service. So please, if you have any problems, don't sit there suffering in silence, don't stop the journey. Come and see these brothers. Also, I just want to mention, we've just come back from Morocco. Briefly, I'll just tell you that we went, there was a Sufi conference there. There was just less than 100 scholars from around the world, from America, from Europe, from England. There were 3 scholars from England as well. All the professors came there to attend this Sufi conference. Inshallah, you'll meet some of them during the itikaf as well. There is the outdoor activities which are all done. But finally, I just want to just mention there is Al Karim Institute that's presenting Gateway to Ramadan, because Ramadan is approaching fast. The thing to do is find out the details, how you can make the best of Ramadan. And it's a one-day intensive seminar for both brothers and sisters. It's on Sunday, the 14th of June, from 11 till 5 p.m. From 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's an awe-inspiring, knowledge-packed day intensive course helping you to gain valuable tools in all 3 major dimensions of Ramadan. Both qualified male and female tutors will be holding various detailed workshops too. So plus, Azra Saab will be there and will be delivering their insightful this course regarding the topic too as well. So that's Sunday the 14th of June between 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. The details are there. If you want any further, it's a ticket event, so the early birds will get the discount. So if you want to know further details, speak to Brother Mazhar, all the details are there from there. But seriously, do take the opportunity to learn about Ramadan before it starts. Jazakallah.
Now, inshallah, we'll be doing dhikr for a short while because there are 15 minutes to Maghrib Salah now, inshallah. Astaghfirullah.